Chapter 1 expands across UK to combat gambling harm. On Wednesday, March 19, Chapter 1, a program that provides information and support for those negatively affected by gambling, officially launched as a nationwide organization in the UK. The event, held in Parliament, was attended by members of Parliament, peers, experts, and individuals with personal experience of gambling-related harm. Originally developed by Gambling with Lives, a charity founded in 2018 by families bereaved by gambling-related suicide, together with the Greater Manchester Combined Authority, Chapter 1 will now offer its services across the UK. As part of the launch, Chapter 1 introduced a 10-point plan for gambling harm prevention, which was created in collaboration with London South Bank University, LSBU. The plan focuses on reshaping the conversation around gambling, shifting away from the traditional message of responsible gambling toward a public health approach. It aims to provide clear information about the risks associated with modern gambling, as well as guidance on accessing support and treatment. Among the plan's key proposals are mandatory education on gambling risks for all school children, training for frontline health professionals to support those affected, and public awareness campaigns to provide factual information on gambling harm. High-profile support for Chapter 1. The launch event featured several speakers, including Professor Henrietta Bowden-Jones-Obe, the National Clinical Advisor on Gambling Harms at NHS England, and Dr. Becky Cooper MP, a public health expert and Labour MP for Worthing West. Andy Burnham, Mayor of Greater Manchester, also endorsed the initiative, which comes after a successful 2-year pilot program in the region. People with first-hand experience of gambling harm, including families who have lost loved ones to gambling-related suicide, have played an important role in shaping Chapter 1's resources. Their insights mean that the initiative is informed by real-life experiences and can help prevent further tragedies. James Grimes, the director of Chapter 1, spoke about the urgency of the issue. Quote, "Far too many people, myself included, have been harmed by gambling. Although there is now more support and treatment for gambling harm than ever before, only a small fraction of those harmed access help, with a lack of awareness about the addictive nature of modern gambling. Chapter 1 is here to change that. Our message to anyone harmed by gambling is clear. You are not alone. This is not your fault. Free, confidential help is available." James Grimes, Chapter 1 Director. Gambling harm identified as a major suicide risk. The Department for Health and Social Care's National Suicide Prevention Strategy lists gambling as one of 6 key risk factors for suicide in the UK. The strategy claims that, in some cases, gambling can be a decisive factor in a person's death. Additionally, new NICE guidelines introduced earlier this year recommend that healthcare professionals routinely ask about gambling during health assessments. Professor Henrietta Bowden-Jones spoke about the need for initiatives like Chapter 1 and said that they are crucial to empower people to understand gambling harms and get the right support in place.